And welcome to Season 8, Episode 25 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, so very happy that everybody is finally back in their respective domiciles. All of our travels are done for the time being. And Chief and Goon, welcome home to both of you. Chief, you've been home for a week, I think, right? At least?
Yeah.
And Goon just got in today.
Yeah, I've been actually physically home since about 5:30.
Ladies and gentlemen, this man is dedicated. Let me tell you how dedicated he is. He went straight from visiting his beloved daughter out in the far, far western regions of Maryland, all the way straight to work.
Well, not exactly. Yesterday, I left far western Maryland.
Right.
And went to far west Maryland, Morgantown.
Morgantown, right. West Virginia, Maryland. Right, yes.
That one, yes.
That one, yeah.
Yes.
How are things in Morgantown?
Morgantown is a wonderful city. As we talked about previously, it hasn't died, because remember, we did the last podcast from there. Well, I did, anyway.
Right. On your way out.
And on my way out. And on the way back, I stayed at the same hotel. And the problem was going to be that Goonchild had to work on Sunday.
Aw.
And so she was leaving at 7 a.m. and said, well, you could just leave and drive, you know, then. Well, it's only a three-hour drive, which means I'd get there at 10.
A three-hour drive.
Yeah, which means the room ain't ready.
Right. Right.
However,
comma.
Fire Marshal Bill was working a kind of shift called a reverse 36.
It sounds painful. Is there a half twist involved?
I don't know, but it is 36 hours long, so there's that to consider.
Oh, no.
He started Friday evening at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the shift ended Sunday morning at 7 a.m.
Goodness, how are you functional for like even the last, I don't know, 14 hours of that?
I mean, you do get to sleep as long as there's no calls.
Like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Specifically.
Look, somebody added sound effects to our show.
Right.
Did you get just, that sheet?
Did I get what?
Was it important? Was that you or was that Goon?
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. I guess that narrows it down.
Or if it was me, I don't know how it could be me.
It was not only with it, it was self-induced me.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
You called yourself? Did you answer?
I did.
That hardly ever happens. That's nice.
Almost need a new
I'm count. Glad you're almost human like the rest of us.
Aren't you just a little sad when your heroes fail though? Come on.
Well, it was on purpose.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Oh my God.
It was on purpose? Is this one of those cases where you wanted to get out of something and you decided to call yourself?
No, I don't think it hit our start time.
Oh.
So it's the alert that I'm supposed to be doing something.
Well, there you go. Look at you. Early. Oh, okay.
We were ahead of schedule.
Rarely happens,
I'm not,
ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not sure.
We're kibitzing for about 10 minutes before we start recording.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm sorry. Not kibitzing. And fossils are wrong syllable.
How was the weather this week, gentlemen? I could tell you how it was in far, far western Maryland.
It was hot.
Yeah, it was hot there, too. Hotter than the surface of the sun, because that's what it felt like.
It was fireplace coals in your crotch hot. How's that?
That's hot.
That's right.
I don't know who does that.
Well, you're going to be dancing if you do. I can almost guarantee it.
Woohoo. I mean, 117 in Arizona felt warm. But when you add all the moisture over here, you can drop it 17 degrees and it still feels fugly.
Uh-huh. Well, I slept on Fire Marshal Bill and Goonchild's big old sectional couch. Which is my preferred sleeping place because, honest to God, it is the most comfortable couch I have ever sat on.
Hmm.
So when they go, would you mind sleeping on the couch? I'm like, woohoo! I'm like Homer with a donut.
Wow. That's awesome.
And the one L part of the couch is set up so that the air conditioner blows right over it. Which is mighty, and there's a ceiling fan right over it.
I take it this is not central air, right?
No, the house had central air, but it doesn't work.
Mm.
So I'll give you the explanation as I understand it, and then you can tell me that my understanding must be wrong.
Okay.
What I've been told by the two people who live there is that it's a problem with the ducting, with the pipes, they keep saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, their propane furnace works fine in the winter.
Pretty sure.
I mean, it might work fine in the summer, too. It is the same ducts. It's the same air handling.
I'd be impressed if they actually had hot and cold running ducts.
Do they know how central AC works?
You have to turn it on.
I don't think the outside compressor...
Okay, that's a whole different thing. At this point. Sure.
It's a central air.
This is Goon's... Okay, so I'm guessing you went through logical troubleshooting steps.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're wrong because you get heat out of here. And if you understood how this works, this big magical contraption is where things come out of. So if they come out of it for one, they will come out of it for the other.
For the other, right.
That would be the theory.
I suspect what they were told and perhaps misunderstood. And the problem is I can't get Fire Marshal Bill's dad alone because he'll kind of be exasperated with them when they tell this story. So I'm pretty sure I'm right. But I can't get him alone for me to go, hey, what's the scoop?
Right. He's heard enough.
Yeah. And okay. Because he's got it from his son for probably however many years he's owned the house.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect the problem and the, quote, pipes are the coolant pipes that go from the inside coil to the outside unit.
Do they see condensation?
I don't even know that they've tried to turn it on, because when I've suggested that, I have been rebuked.
Out, Goon, out.
We cannot turn it on. It will anger the metal.
The AC gods will be displeased with us.
Hear their fury. Conk, 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 conk.
So that's after the bathroom is finished,
mm-hmm.
then they are working with Fire Marshal Bill's dad. We need a name for him. I'll try and come up with something.
Okay.
And they're fixing the three upstairs bedrooms. They're gonna remove sheetrock. I think what I suspect will happen is he'll tell them what needs to be done next, and they'll do it. And he'll come in and help where he needs to, because he's also working on his own home.
Oh wow!
They're putting in
not busy at all.
No, they're putting in a den. That, oh my goodness, it used to be their sun porch. And it's a den with a vaulted ceiling. They removed the ceiling and looked at the way the roof vaulted and went, heck, this is nice. We're going to leave it.
Hmm.
And he and his lovely wife were showing me the plans, and they moved the pantry and redid the closets in their master bedroom. And man, that house is terrific. I wish I could remember the style that... Fire Marshal Bill's mom told me she had. I think she called it farmhouse modern.
Oh,
that's as good a description as any. It is, and the young woman is good at it.
Hmm. Probably should get herself a show on HGTV.
I'd watch.
Wait, you said farmhouse modern?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that a thing?
So, would we call that current Democratic plantation?
Well, 10 minutes into the show, we finally got to politics. It's okay.
Hey, it's okay with me.
Works for me too.
It's okay with
me. I hear there's a debate coming up.
I don't, but you know.
They're calling it a debate.
I heard the other candidate, the one who's not the Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
I forget his name.
The orange one.
Right now. Right now, Mr.
Sienna, Mr. Burnt Sienna.
Are going convict. That's his name.
Right. Absolutely.
Because they'll think that's, you know, clever.
That's the Acon thought.
She just walked out in disgust.
Wow.
Well, you know, when I was a teenager, that was the song.
What was that?
Convict.
Convict is a song?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I can.
By who?
Akon.
Hmm. Okay. I might as well throw the geese alert. I have no idea who you're talking about.
Yeah. It's okay.
How did the rally go in, it was out in Philadelphia, wasn't it?
I, from what I understand, he was well received. Apparently, the Teamsters president is going to meet with Mr. Sienna.
Jimmy Hoffa?
The live one.
Hey, did you find a body? He's still alive. I'm telling you, he's running the show. He's like J. Edgar Hoover, president for life.
For life. Yeah. Did he wear a dress too? Okay.
Sick. That's Pete Buttigieg now.
Hey, Pete Buttigieg needs to go look up at the great state of... Where the heck are we watching this, Chief?
It's Milwaukee.
It's where all the other type of immigrants have gone.
Minnesota.
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, sure, you betcha.
Not so much anymore.
I bet you he turned that picture on and said, damn.
Well, there was one, and now it's gone.
Well, it's still there, kind of, but the water has found a alternative pathway.
A loophole.
Yeah. Yeah, it's made a loop, all right.
That's some undocumented water there. That's what it's saying right now.
I'm sure that...
It's crossing the border without permission.
I'm sure that Pete will use all of his skills to get that fixed. He's gay, you know.
Is that a skill that helps water?
I don't know, but that's how he got the position.
The nation's number one diversity hire.
No.
Well, that's true. Absolutely. I apologize. He's the number two.
Yeah. Get him right.
That's right. He's doing the job like number two.
He was promised there wasn't going to be stuff going on. He was lied to.
That's true. I was told this job was ceremonial.
That's probably kind of true, actually.
I mean, in most universes, the Department of Transportation rarely gets the media coverage that he's gotten in the last 4 years.
But he had Norfolk and Southern and boing.
Mm-hmm. And bridges in Baltimore.
Did you see that they moved the Dolly? That's the name of the ship. Not Hello Dolly.
No. Dolly Ali Umcomfrey. Dolly Ali Umcomfrey. They moved Dolly to, they're heading it for Norfolk.
Yes, they did. And
they stopped all traffic.
All traffic on the Bay Bridge.
Out
of an abundance of caution.
Yeah, we don't want you hitting that thing with other people on it. And, of course, you know, people would slow down and stare, and that would probably cause about 18 accidents
If I were going over the bridge and saw the Dolly coming toward it, slow down is not what I would be doing.
Well, okay, so then there's the rear-ending of the guy in front of you because he didn't get the message.
I know how to drive around, idiots. I just spent, you know... a whole week doing that. Although once you get to Ohio, people are, they're not any more reasonable. I'm lying.
Silly.
Hey, in deep Southern Maryland, they are also pretty bad.
Oh, but in Gator Alley?
Yeah, the one thing that I do appreciate is that every time I think bad stuff is going to happen, I hear the Mad Max music. I know, you know, I live, I die, I live again.
Yeah. Strap one of the ogre into the front of your car.
with a bullhorn.
Right, exactly.
To yell at people.
Get him a football helmet and a bandolier.
I have an uncle that used to live in Tampa during the winter.
Oh, Lord.
And the road that's not an interstate that goes right along the shore.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, the Gulf, I guess what they call it there. They don't call it the Showa.
No.
Yeah. Is US 19.
Yes, it is.
And he had a bumper sticker that said, "Pray for me, I drive on 19.
It's, yeah. Well, I mean, to me, the scariest place, you know, visiting the number one fan and my father down there in extreme southern Maryland was parking lots. Because because the average age of the drivers in Florida is deceased, and most of them drive that way.
Well, when we were in the parking lots, they had kayaks.
So you went from the flooding to the extreme heating, or are you getting flooding out there?
Oh no, there was flooding. There's flooding 8 hours south of where I am now. But while we were there, that's the pictures that I was sending. Going like
right. That I knew, but I also got. I thought I got some flood warnings for your area because. Look, my brother, I keep you on my weather bug, so if something happens, I know, and then I can text you.
Yeah.
Go hide now.
It's Houston, and that's far away.
I have a nephew in Houston, too, so he's another one that I keep track of.
So that's why you got the warning.
You,
He's a realtor.
Yeah, I had a friend who was saying, "Hey, man, I hear there's flooding." I was like, "Sir, that's like saying there's flooding in Richmond, Virginia. Like, that doesn't affect you whatsoever."
Yeah. Nor do I care if Richmond floods. They were the capital of the wrong country.
Good point.
All my Southern friends, all our Southern fans are gone now.
You know, damn.
What Southern?
Not me. I'm Red Sox fan.
No, they're okay with that. They appreciate loyalty.
Yeah.
And we had to be loyal for a long time, Kratz.
Lordy, Lord. The years in the wilderness.
Right about now was when the wheels would start to fall off the wagon.
Oh, absolutely.
Every season, every single. Well, it's actually kind of happening now.
You know, I haven't even followed it. There's a young lady I work with who's a big Orioles fan. She's, "Oh, they're doing great." And I'm like, "Oh, that's nice." Well, you'd think I would know, but AL East.
AL East.
There is no AFC.
My friend who is a fan of the Sons of Satan.
Okay.
He tells me that the world is not right unless either Boston or New York are top in the AL East. Baltimore is in the cellar. If those two things are true, then the world is in a peaceful state.
Got it.
So the world has not been in a peaceful state for a while.
No, it's been a couple of seasons. Why do you think I have season's tickets to a college league? Because there's no point in going to the majors.
Well, I thought...
And the minor league teams are too far away now.
You used to go to high school games, too.
Yeah. Well, for football, I'll still do that.
So the Yankees are leading?
Yeah.
Orioles are 1.5 games behind. Red Sox are 9 games behind.
Yep.
Oof.
Then Tampa, I think.
Tampa's 13 and Toronto's 15.5. Pretty sure Toronto's out of it. Just go say. We'll throw that one out there.
It's too warm for them this summer. It hurts them.
So... New York, Cleveland, and Seattle leading the AL.
You keep doing
I know I keep doing it, don't I? I'm breaking myself in the habit. I'm going to break myself in the habit.
Just keep a live wire in there and shock yourself.
The Nationals are trying to break even. They're one game under 500. Who's got the worst record? Holy cow. Apparently it's the Rockies. 27-51.
Ooh, that is...
Ouchie.
Now I have to send a friend, send a note to my friend in Denver. Hey, how's baseball this year? I think I'll get a shut up.
I'm sorry. It's the White Sox. 21-58.
Honestly, are they still playing? You would have thought that they would have all committed suicide by now.
Well, you know, most of them are just trying to survive the ride to the game.
Well, that's true. It's like the old stagecoach. Somebody's got to ride shotgun.
Everybody in Chicago rides shotgun and pistol and you know, MAC-10. And
those are illegal.
Right, because that matters.
Yes, that's what... Didn't you know that making it illegal is what keeps the streets safe in nice, clean Chicago?
We're going to have to... Where they have you're going to give up your subscription to MSNBC.
Cheap. Strange hot dogs. Strange hot dogs and strange pizza.
Yeah, what's the idea with the pickles?
And I'm getting... On the hot dogs?
Yeah.
I don't know. Take a hot dog and drag it through the garden.
Right.
The Siberian Express took the in-laws to an Italian place that had different types of pizzas.
Awesome.
And she got a Hawaiian pizza.
That's not a thing.
And they said, "What is this?" And she explained what was on it. And much like what they did in Underworld, they yelled abomination and just she kept saying, no, it's good, don't worry, there's ham on it. And they're like, oh, okay, well, we'll give it a shot. But it was funny because they picked it up and when she said pineapple, they stopped. You know, it's like when you're like putting it in your mouth.
That's the reaction most people should have to Hawaiian pizza.
Oh, come on now.
What?
It's not that terrible.
For me, as long as there's a lot of it, that's all I care about.
Well, okay, so it's a cheating way to get your vitamin C. Other than that, it serves no purpose.
You eat enough pineapple, it'll give you a rash. I know, I did that my first trip to Hawaii.
So it has, as Speed Racer was telling me, there are three fruits that have the same oils as poison ivy. That's mango, kiwi, and pineapple.
Really?
And it has urushiol?
God bless you.
Isn't that what it's called?
It has something, which is why most people have a tolerance and they're fine. You put too much and it'll get you.
It'll get you.
That is definitely what happened to me. And I'm pretty sure I told the story. A very large Hawaiian man said to me, you're eating too much pineapple, brah. You're not used to it. Put a little salt on it and it'll correct the pH in your system and you'll be better. And he was right.
How about bourbon?
Yeah, bourbon always corrects things. You know that movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
I have not seen the whole thing. I am familiar with the movie.
Okay, so instead of Windex, I would just use bourbon.
It's more expensive.
It's tastier, though. I mean,
well, since he was putting it on his skin, I don't know where the taste comes from.
Well, he could probably use it for bad breath.
Guy thinks he's a cat. Doug, he's licking his arm.
Doug would do that for me.
That would be funny. Is you covered Doug's paws with bourbon? Wasn't it his birthday recently?
It was his birthday yesterday. In fact, he is 2 years old.
Happy birthday, Doug!
He thanks you, and boy was he happy to see me.
You're like the big birthday present.
I came home and he growled at the other two dogs to keep them away.
He's nine.
Wow.
He is. He's like Smeagol.
My precious.
You were the precious?
Yes. And it's a little creepy.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
I know. I am not going to make a comment about, you know, the ring and the finger and all that, because that gets awkward.
I can't believe we do this to ourselves on a weekly basis. How, Yeah, I am very tired, because I was up, as you said, at 4 a.m. this morning.
Yes.
I awoke and showered and changed into my work clothes for the first time in a week and got in my vehicle and drove 225 miles to get to work.
Sounds like a commute in Texas.
Yeah, stopping only once to get sustenance from God's Chicken.
You had God's Chicken for breakfast? I didn't have breakfast. I wasn't allowed to have breakfast. All I could have was water.
Why?
Fasted blood work done. Yes.
I'm sorry. I thought maybe your office wants you to code faster. So
code well to live, 41.
I picture them with like a Twinkie at your desk going, one more package.
It's like a cattle prod. That didn't compile right.
I don't think it works that way.
Oh, it would work this way.
The more times it doesn't compile, the higher the voltage.
Exactly. Your code will be perfect or you will be dead.
You are correct. It's universal is the one that you were thinking about. But this is bromelain, the enzyme. Apparently that's the whole list.
No mangoes or kiwis or pineapple for me.
It's not just that. It's ginkgo, it's tacker, mango, cashew, tropical silk. Certain roses have it, rhubarb.
So far you haven't mentioned anything I like, so we're good.
Okay, big.
Nobody buys any roses, so, you know.
I don't
know. Don't bring me flowers.
You want flowers?
Well, you don't sing me love songs.
Look at you, remember the next line.
That was Neil Diamond and Streisand?
I believe you're right. Number one fan probably knows.
So, do you remember the old adage of what happened if...
Yep. Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand.
No, Ivana Trump married Neil Diamond... and then divorced him, and then married Nicholas.
Go ahead. Well, Ivana Diamond Nicholas.
That's correct.
Oh, God. That's so wrong.
Right, that's the only thing I know. The Orange Man has done what?
He's laughing right now because I think he would find that funny being a New Yorker.
Well, yeah, but you're making fun of his dead wife, and probably not.
What was the other pineapple, mango, and what?
Kiwi.
Yeah. Oh yes,
and roses and cashews and something.
There's lots of things that have lots of oil that can cause these reactions.
Yes. So just stop eating everything.
Well, I mean, as the goon pointed out. It is not coffee that's killing people. It's the botulism in the coffee.
It's idiots who put coffee in a can.
Why are they idiots?
Because canned liquid coffee is nasty.
This wasn't ground coffee in a can like you can buy Maxwell House?
No, you need a liquid medium for botulism.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't know that, Mr. Wizard.
Well, I mean, only one of us apparently is well versed in germ warfare.
So. It's
well, okay. So my people were part of the Axis of Evil. I'm just saying.
How'd that work out for the leader?
Well, we got our butts kicked by the Ethiopians, so not good, you know.
Yeah, and upside down in a gas station.
That was Haile Selassie of you.
Sorry.
You were just hanging around. You know.
out on a little date with the mistress.
We are so, so touchy.
It's going to be that kind of show.
It's been that kind of show, yeah.
It has.
Been all over the place. It's not often you can work in World War II, you know.
So, the big one, WW2.
That's right.
You can always do it.
If you talk about politics nowadays, everybody's a Nazi. So, yeah, they're World War II. Yeah.
Come on. Last show we had National Socialist cars.
True.
Nazi supercars. Yeah.
So,
and it did well.
There's a site dedicated to the 0.001% of people that you just hope that it is a bit and they're not really that stupid. Because they
this
have
is like whatchamacallit, the shallow end of the gene pool kind of thing.
No, it's not killing themselves. It is asking, okay, so you know, when you go on live, you expect responses. If you have a lot of followers and now you're all showing up, and then the person will say something like, you know, one of the greatest conspiracies is the fact that we never learned Hitler's last name. People, you know, slowly lose brain cells as they agree. And other people are like, how dumb is this person?
Why are we only thinking about this now?
I don't know. There's a lot
of years and years have gone by, and we've never figured out Hitler's last name.
It's the
and now the podcast for dummies.
Well, yeah.
You think that it's bad, and you think it because I did at least, and then you go over and you wonder who gave this person, you know, permission to broadcast themselves across the world. And yet you had MSNBC saying that if you know, Bloomberg had just spent his $500 million, then he could have given everyone $1 million and had some left over. Yeah. Because we only have 300 million people. And he has
is that the loan conservation of cash?
Yeah. That cash can neither be created or
what it
or
is,
destroyed.
Is they put the cash in with the fishes and the loaves? And they just kept multiplying.
Now, if we could just talk about sex, we'll have all three of them in one show.
And religion, sex, and politics. There you go.
There you go.
Okay, go say something about sex. There's two genders.
Sound collision alarm. Now, a public service announcement from the emergency broadcast system. If you have been triggered by swimming with the fish.
Tough.
Yeah. Suck it up, buttercup.
We can give the video of that young gentleman explaining to his uncle.
We should probably include that. That was pretty funny.
Oh my God. What a prank.
I'm not normally one for pranks. Because the pranks can always go wrong. And I'm sure in its own way, this one went wrong for the young man once the uncle realized it. But I will include the link to that. That was some funny stuff. Gentleman convinced his uncle that the nukes were on their way from Russia, all because his uncle had voted for the wrong person for president. Just saying.
I also liked the road sign that you... did you send us that?
I did. You crunch? I
brushed at that.
Yeah.
Even Hurricane chuckled warmly at that one.
That was I'll get that one too. We're gonna piss off a lot of people. Why not? There we go. Like, you know, after 300 and how many shows have we done? Wait a second. this might be it, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on. I miscalculated the other day because I forgot we had a couple of PSAs. So,
I'm pretty sure this is the reason why we're more popular overseas.
Why? Because we misstated stuff?
No, not that we misstate, because people overseas don't really, they can laugh at what is going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
From outside the country, this has got to be hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, we're a running joke, much like a mermaid man running from evil.
Okay. Evil. That's me, and whenever I hear AI.
But aww.
As we know, it wasn't able to save the McDonald's and other fast food establishments in the great state of California. But there is an AI mayor that is on the ballot in Wyoming.
Really?
His name is Vic. And if Vic wins, and Vic does a better job than the human, then they as certain people put it, when they were going over just what AI has been doing today, and they had there are two Tesla bots in the Gigafactory mm-hmm. that are doing things. And someone said, all right, start the clock. So when these that contain laser guns and are hunting us down, we can say it was this day. And that we should have pulled the plug. He was trying to give the John Connor speech before it was too late. Which is a Terminator reference.
Yes.
I got it.
But I was right. I just did the calculations, ladies and gentlemen. This is officially our 350th episode.
Applause, applause.
Applause, applause. Happy 350th episode, gentlemen.
Wow, who'd have thought we'd have gotten this far?
Yeah, how are we not canceled?
Hey, listen.
Find your friend.
They love us in Micronesia, yeah. We might as well be on a pirate ship out beyond the
national
limits there.
That's right.
Well, we haven't checked? Hmm. We haven't checked Somalia to see if we're big there.
I don't want to be big there.
What would we have to talk about to be big there?
Well, pirating.
Pirating.
Yeah.
How to attack the large ships and not get our heads handed to us because we mistakenly thought that a packaging ship was actually a Navy cruiser. Yeah. How do you mistake that? That's the thing I don't get. I've seen the videos where, you know,
they're all large, roughly gray colored.
Yeah,
But some of them have these boom boom things on the front, you know, like guns.
Could be for show.
Actually, if I was a tanker, I would like make paper mache ones and stick them out in front.
Exactly. Exactly, like a Sea Whiz.
You can make something that looks like a Sea Whiz with a couple of tubes, half of one of those green. Cooking cans and a trash can.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, and then just have the sound blasting out of speakers when they get close.
Oh my gosh. You know, they did an entire army that way to fool the Germans during World War II.
And it worked.
What say we start a business where we make fake armament for commercial vessels?
And it's kind of like
work on a commercial for next week.
I'm just, you know, business.
That's an awesome idea.
I'm just thinking.
That is just the kind of company that Happy Pole would like to represent.
Exactly. We're diversified with Consolidated Fuzz, you know.
We're greedy. It doesn't cost much to do, and it's vaguely legal.
Vaguely legal. That sounds like a good name for a band.
Hey,
just saying.
I don't know. We're stretching it there.
It's a lousy wrestling name, though.
No, because I mean, when you delve into that, now you might get the wrong clientele showing up, and nobody wants that.
Okay,
much like the Maryland representative who was caught.
trying to do things.
Oh,
wasn't Jamie Raskin? Was it? I can hope.
Oh, no, this is the Alphabet representative in the state of Maryland. He's basically part of a non-paid get out the vote group. But then he decided to try and have a conversation with somebody. It was the wrong age. It turned out it was one of these people who go after, you know, pedophiles. And
you said he, so you're saying that he was trying to get something out, but it wasn't a vote?
There you go. Look at you.
Yeah, that's what happened for sure.
Showcat just came in. She's now interested. What?
Oh, I thought she came in, looked at you, turned around, and went back out. Like, no, I can't deal with that either.
No, she's very happy to have me home. She missed me.
Aww. Well, we missed you at work, as you well know from reading.
I loved your every day. It was day whatever, and the numbers were correct.
Thank you.
He even skipped the weekend days.
I skipped the Juneteenth
of his his abandonment.
Right. Day four of Goon abandoning me. Day six of Goon abandoning me.
Really can't believe he would just leave. You've seen my project. Why wouldn't you believe it?
I know. And the people you get to work with. Like, who was it that one of your coworkers decided after knowing you were going to be off forever, he just went up and left?
Yeah.
The same time?
That's one of my coworkers did that. Yeah, he and I were both gone. And he sent out a note that said, oh, I'm not coming in today because he drove his motorcycle out to his vacation. Mm-hmm. And there was, he had said, there's a big rainstorm up in Maine or New Hampshire, where he was, New Hampshire, I think. And I looked and went, gee, I don't think that's true.
Mm.
And it is true.
Hey. So he can't ride his motorcycle in the rain, huh?
Well, I mean, he can, but it sucks.
Boo.
That's
back
okay.
To work. Like, you know, this is like Dell. Dell told all of its employees, hey, you have a choice. You can get back to work or you can not come to work ever. Half of them went and said bye.
Well, that's okay then. That is a employee reduction program.
There you go. Look at the money we're saving.
Yeah, there you go. Now, if we could only do that at Disney, but I can think of at least only two people I really want out. I want to reduce the whole staff by two.
Donald and Mickey?
Nope.
Daisy and Minnie?
No. Robert and Kathleen.
What animals are they?
One is a jackass, and the other is a word rhyming with witch, but starting with a different letter.
Oh, got it. A lich. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Undead sorcerers, man. They're the worst.
Exactly.
One's last.
We're right rhyme. Into D&D. We have covered the bases, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now.
What? One's last name rhymes with tiger.
Wow. Was there a sanction?
Wow. Nice. That was a nice retrieval there, sir.
Thank you very much.
And an excellent movie. Have you? That movie is before your time, G. Have you ever seen the Iger sanction?
I've never heard of that.
Oh, it's a good movie. It's a
Clint Eastwood movie.
Clint Eastwood movie, yeah. So there you go.
And George Kennedy.
Yep.
And who? So a couple other people are in that. Hold on, I'll consult Al Gore's amazing internet. Peace be upon him.
1975. Let's see, Jack Cassidy before he set himself on fire.
Did he set himself on fire?
That's how he died. Yeah,
Jack Cassidy.
Yeah, you know, David Cassidy's dad, Shirley.
Shirley Jones's first husband. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Clint Eastwood, George Kennedy, Vanetta McGee. Okay.
Yeah.
Thayer David played the part of Dragon. Let's see, who else? Anybody else we know? Heidi Brühl.
I'd like to know her. She's tasty.
You're Mary Glant.
Yeah, what exactly does that mean?
Listen. You eat at restaurants, right?
Yes.
I do, yeah.
Right, okay. Food. So you go into the restaurant, you look at the menu, right?
Mm-hmm.
You order everything on the menu?
Only if my last name is Creosote.
No, I didn't ask you, Chief, because I know the answer there. That doesn't fit my narrative.
One of each, please. I couldn't eat another bite.
You'll have them. Oh. I like the name of the character that on the bottom there that Susan Morgan Cooper played.
Susan Morgan Cooper. Let's see. Boom, 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 boom. She. I can't say that.
No, you cannot.
Okay.
And Gregory Walcott was Pope. Probably an evil character.
Yeah, by definition. Anyway, we will include a link to this, folks. You can probably watch it on YouTube or Apple TV. But it's
while I was away,
75.
While I was away, I watched Michael Crichton's first movie.
Ooh, I know that one.
I bet you do.
Yes, I do.
No.
He did Jurassic Park, Chief.
Among all his first movie?
No.
First Jurassic
movie was
Park
called Coma. Wasn't it?
No. The Andromeda.
Oh, the Andromeda Strain. Right.
That was
you wrote
his first?
Yeah. Yeah. That was his first for the theater.
his first book turned into a movie. How about that?
Yeah, because Coma might have been written before that. Another good movie. And
dude,
that has
dude wrote so much stuff.
He did. That wasn't that the one with Genevieve Bujeau was the doctor?
Yes.
Or
she was almost Catherine Janeway.
What happened?
Oh, I think she would have been a good Catherine Janeway.
She got She got 2 days into filming and realized how hard it was going to be to film episodic science fiction television, and literally walked off the set and never came back. 2 days.
Yeah, Oh, I did not know that. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
You got to want to do it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know that's all in being an actor, right, or actress.
Yes.
Well, you know it's tough work if you're doing work.
Yeah, I mean, so that's what I don't get. Like, what?
Unlike us, well, you know, this is really tough work.
I dread it every week.
Aw.
I'm lying.
I know.
I do that, you know.
We love doing this show, and we hope you'll enjoy the shows as they come down the pike. We're going to continue to do them until, by God, you watch every single one of them. And right now you have about, what was that wonderful number? Something like 372? No, it couldn't have been that much. Hold up a second here. Let's get the number right, because it's an important number to have right. We have 272 hours, 45 minutes, and 3 seconds worth of content. For those of you who don't do math, because it's tough, you know, math is hard.
That ought to keep you busy.
272 hours. Let's see, if you watch without stopping, you should be able to get it all done in about 12 days. 12 days of consistent listening. No sleeping.
There you go.
Gotta listen. Just say it.
That's the way to do it.
Exactly.
You fall asleep, you have to start over.
Wow. Okay, let's not do that. But I think we've done enough damage for tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Happy 350, Chief Goon. Goon, if you will be so kind as to provide us with our exiting commercials.
I would be delighted. Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Goon and Daughter Professional Automobile Detailing. Got dirt? pierogies way past their prime? Old masks hiding under your seat since the pandemic? Cat pee? They can have your car smelling nearly new again, and Goonchild will make sure Goon gets to clean all the really nasty parts. Another Happy Pool service to enrich your life and make you happy. And summer heat. It makes Goon sweat, Crutch lose his angelic demeanor, and Cheep lay out in the sun on a rock. You really don't know what Mr. Browning does, probably inside in the AC reading a book. Anyway, the heat wave is here, and don't let us catch you whining about the cold this winter, as we will remind you about this heat wave. And Speed Racers, House of Poison Fruit. Want the character of Poison Ivy in your pineapple, mango, and kiwi? Eat up and then swallow some calamine lotion as a chaser. Good.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.